We're here with Ben Barr, Maine men's hockey coach, to talk about both last weekend and what's coming up for the rest of the season. Two big wins against Providence this weekend, a ranked team, a team that's always going to be well coached, any Nate Lehman team is, big physical team. What was the real key to your success this weekend?
I think to a man, we paid the price to, you know, get pucks out of our zone, block shots. I mean, you know, when you play a team like that, they're really probably the most physical and, you know, biggest team that we play, that you're going to have a lot of ice bags and that kind of stuff after. Our special teams was much improved. Penalty kill did a great job both nights. We scored on the power play, two on Saturday. And then Victor played well. So I thought as a team, everyone that got a chance to play on any given night did what they had to do.
And as you're getting down, you know, as the season starts to wind down, I mean, there's a lot of hockey ahead. I get that, but yeah. It seems that you've got most of your players healthy, and that you're not in a hole that way. Do you feel like you've got more depth just in the way kids have progressed this year than you had at the start of the season?
I mean, we definitely have more depth as a team. You know, we lost Brandon Holt on Friday, so he might be, you know, he's been a big part of our decor this year. So, you know, we're going to need to fill that void, and it's a great opportunity for, you know, some of the other guys that maybe haven't got as much time to step up and show that, you know, they can do it. You know, there's definitely some young guys that are going through it right now, that the first half were, you know, you're just out there having fun playing college hockey, and now it's, you know, you see some of these guys, they've got to push through that wall, that mental wall that they're going through. So, you know, we definitely have depth. I think there's definitely some growth that you know, some of our young guys can take, you know, in the second half. We're going to need them because, you know, we can't, we need to rely on, you know, everybody to chip in and not just one or two lines and, you know, three or four defensemen.
Well, as you pointed out in past weeks, your D is really young. I mean, outside of Sirota and Brazil, your D is, and Runeski, your D is pretty young. Would you say on balance that the D has been a little more impressive in their growth than maybe some of the forwards? And
I think consistency, they've been better, you know, like, you know, a lot of those guys, like, you know, Brandon Holt, who we talked about, that got injured, you know, he just is a kid that played every situation. Luke Antonacci, same. Grayson Arnott, the same. You know, Brandon Chabry's got better. Sammy Dewar has gotten better. So I think the consistency maybe from game to game has been pretty steady back there with those guys. And, you know, where some of our forwards, some of these young guys, they've done a really good job, and they've had games where they were ineffective, and I don't want to say you expect that, but you know that's going to happen sometimes with young guys, and, you know, we need them to push through it and find a way to be effective for us.
Yeah, you mentioned the penalty kill. Had to kill 7 minutes in a row of penalties. Or maybe there was in between. There was a 4-on-4. It's a cliche that, you know, a good penalty kill can be a great spark. It seemed that way to me, up in the cheap seats, as I like to say, that when that was killed, there was a renewed determination to score. Did that seem to be the case in the bench, or was it just a question that they were relentless all week?
It's definitely, I mean, special teams are, you know, whether you score on the power play or you don't, or you, you know, you give up a power play goal or you kill the penalty, like, it's all momentum stuff. And, you know, like, I thought our penalty kill, they blocked a ton of shots. Every time you block a shot, that's a big moment. Like, you know, and vice versa. When your D have the puck at the point and they hammer it into the guy's shin pads right in front of you, like, it goes the other way for you. And so when our penalty kill blocks three or four shots in a penalty, you know, that's like a huge boost to our bench and the energy and the team. And the same with the power play. When those guys, they don't always score, but when they go down and they make plays and the goalie makes a really good save, like, that's positive momentum when they get a good scoring chance, rather than just chasing it down the ice for two minutes and bag skating yourself, you know.
Well, I also think that it's been more offensive zone possession time in the last several weeks. I mean, I didn't go down to the BU game, but what you've been watching on TV, that there were times when you had the puck in their end and were controlling it. Is that a mindset too? That I'm gonna keep the puck in no matter what, or is it?
No, I think it's more of like, do you have the ability and the courage to hold on to pucks and not just, you know, we call it whack puck, just whack it to somebody else and hope something good happens.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes, you know, the edge work and skating is a big part of that, and having the poise to, like, if somebody's on me, I'm not just gonna panic with it. You know, can I draw somebody, let somebody come open? And those are, yeah, like when you have an O-zone shift for an extended period of time, or D-zone shift, again, more momentum. And when you have those shifts where you know you feel like you're getting some traction in the opponent's zone, whether you score or get scoring chances or not, it's just, it builds positive. It's good stuff on the pile. And we were better last weekend. We were not good against BU. BU had the puck, it felt like, the whole weekend when we were down there, so... that's going to be something this week on Friday that we're going to have to manage to have more time in their zone, no question.
Now, you play Friday and then you play Sunday, different opponent. Does that make it more difficult to prepare, or will that day off in between make getting ready for Merrimack. Easier?
Yeah, it's definitely a different. Like, we're just used to playing the same team twice,
right?
Because it just, you know, but a lot of other teams in our league are changing it up day to day, and so it's something that we have to be able to handle. And you know, at this time of the year, if you're making 10 changes in your game plan from one opponent to the next, I think you're probably overthinking it a little bit. So I think sometimes it might be a good thing where the coaches aren't allowed to screw up the guys' heads as much as as much as they can on a normal week. So I don't have a problem with it.
The guys seem to be really want BU. They seem to really want to account for themselves better, which is great to see. And Merrimack, we know, is a very good team, but neither of them are invincible. Do you think that there's some carryover? There'll be some carryover from the weekend that we can play with these guys. Look who we just played with.
I think our team just needs to have a different mindset going into the game. And a lot of that was, I talked to, you know, yeah, it was on us. Like, we, BU's, I don't know, number two or three in the, they're a really good team.
Right, yes, now. They are.
So no question that, yeah, you have to respect what they have and the talent and speed they bring to the ice. But if we go into it on our heels, you know, you don't have any chance. And I think that's what we did last week and, or 2 weeks ago. And that's, That a lot of that's on me, and so you know what, you go in and you give it your best try, and you know, in our rink, I'll take our chances against anybody, you know, and I think our guys feel that way. So we're gonna have to come and be really aggressive and you know, change that mindset a little bit on Friday.
Well, that sounds good, Coach. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to the two games myself, and we'll speak with you again next week.
Thanks, Bruce.